Proclamation number 7566 of 3rd of April, 1960. God turned will secures perfection. And I will put my will into your heart if you strive to fulfill my will. Then you need only let your inner urge and will determine you, and it will be right how you think, speak and act. My love is with everyone who strives to come close to me, and guide him on the right path. My care applies to him at every hour, and thus every day can be lived safely. It will always contribute towards the soul's perfection, and earthly life will not have been lived in vain, for the will which applies to me is a guarantee that I will take care of the human being and lead him to perfection. You should all know that you need not do without my care. You should know that nobody can get lost who believes in me in earthly life and wants me to accept him, that he is united with me. Every thought that applies to me is proof of his faith in me and a desire of his soul for its creator and father from eternity. Every thought which departs from the earthly world, which is directed into my kingdom, also proves the soul's will which strives towards its original state again because it is aware of its origin and wants to return to it again. And I know every thought and truly promote this will like a loving father. I let the soul feel my love in order to increase its desire for me and thereby also strengthen my strength of love. I take care of every person who has once turned his will towards me, who has recognized me as a loving God and Father from eternity, who believes in me. For this person will also feel love for me, even if this initially takes a back seat to the deepest humility, because the human being recognizes his own inadequacy and unworthiness. And humility is the human being's dearest confession to me, for it is the opposite of the original sin, of the arrogance which once caused the being to fall. The human being recognizes me as the highest and most perfect being, whom he does not feel worthy to love, and therefore all my love belongs to him. Therefore only ever direct your thoughts into the spiritual kingdom, let them take the path to me and I will know that your will is meant for me. And then I will be able to take hold of you, and I will truly no longer leave you out. It only concerns your will in this earthly existence, for at the beginning of your embodiment as a human being this will is still in bondage to the one who caused your fall into the abyss. And you shall change your will, away from him and towards me. Therefore you can also believe that I have already seized you if you want me to look after you, that you will find grace with me if you consciously turn your will towards me, if you want to be and remain my own. Then your fate will truly be sealed. I will no longer let you fall back. I will draw you to myself and will not rest until you have found your way home to your father's house, until you have found union with me, your God and Father of eternity, whose love applies to you and will apply to you because you are his children, whom he is now one for eternity. Amen.